going to preach for a while tonight, okay? Just going to take the Word of God. We're not going to worry about those big words and what they mean. We're not going to do that. We're not going to worry about it at all. We're just going to take the Bible a little bit. And I'm going to find my text all over the Bible, okay? So I want you to look with me at Titus chapter 2, verse 13. I want you to look at that first word, looking. Looking. Now I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, I want you to look at verse 2. I want you to look at that first word, looking. Looking. Now I want you to go to 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 12, you real smart, you're going to figure out what we're going to look at here. The first word, looking. Looking. You say, preacher, I bet I know what you're going to preach on. You're going to preach on looking tonight, aren't you? No. I want to preach to you on finding what you need. Because I found out a long time ago, if you don't look, you won't find it. So we're going to preach to you on finding what you need. If you're going to find it, you're going to have to look for it. If you're going to find it, you're going to have to look for it. We live in a day, and I think one of the greatest problems we have is in our day is that folks won't admit, first of all, they have a need. Just it's hard to get people to admit they have a need. It's hard to get lost people to admit they're lost. So, and until that lost person admits he's lost and he doesn't know the Savior, it's real hard to get that lost person saved. But tonight, I realize I'm preaching to folks that are church members, and for the most part, you at least profess to be saved, born again, on your way to heaven. But I found out saved people oftentimes need help. There's some things they need. Sometimes they need to repent of sin. You just need to repent of sin. Some people need to give up some wicked habits. People need to do that. You just need to give up some wicked habits. Some folks just need to get right with God. I mean, and if you'd let me say it this way, it's not so much that you're living what anybody else would look at and say, boy, that's a wicked life he's living. No, but you just need to get right with God. I mean, you're just not where you ought to be. You're just not right with the Lord. You just need to realize that. You need to focus in on it. And you need to realize, hey, I need to get right with God. I have a need. Then there's some, people have a need. They need answers to life's problems. Now, all of us at some time or another are going to need that. Because we're going to run into the problems of life. And we're going to need an answer for those things, all right? Now, there's plenty of people today that are looking for what they want. There's a big difference between looking for what you want and what you need. I was at the stock show this last Tuesday night. We went out there and went to the rodeo, and I enjoy going through all the exhibits. There wasn't enough people on the midway. I've already told you I love to go out there, but there wasn't enough people on the midway to go. I didn't want to be the one the guy said, come here, I'll give you three throws for a dollar. Forget that, all right? It's not any fun doing it. It's fun watching other people do it. So we didn't go out there. But, I like to go through the exhibits. And there was this woman there at one of them, and I said something to the effect, about finding something you need. I said, ma'am, if it's finding what I need, I don't need to be here because I've lived 53 years without this, and I can live another 53 without it. I don't need it. She said, well, find something you want then, all right? There's a lot of people, hunting and looking for what they want, but they refuse to look for what they need. Now, I want to encourage you tonight to look for what you need. And I want to talk to you about how to find what you need. And we're just going to cover a lot of things, okay? And just four things about finding what you need, all right? Go to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. If you're going to find what you need, I mean just common sense, which I found out is not very common anymore. But just common sense tells you if you're going to find what you need to look in the right place. You need to learn to look in the right place. Jesus was speaking here in Luke chapter 9, verse 62. He got down there and he made this statement. Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. No man having put his plan to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I want to say this to you. There's not much chance that the child of God's going to find what he needs looking back from where he came from before you begin to follow the Lord. You're not going to find what you need there. But oftentimes the devil does that to you. He comes to you and he says, man, you're having problems. Hey, remember, you didn't have that problem before you started serving God. You never encountered that difficulty until you started living right and trying to do right. Look, God's not doing much for you. And he wants to get you to look back and try to find the answer to the trouble you're having now by going back to where you used to be. You're not going to find the answer there. If you're going to get right, if you're going to find what you need, what you've got to do is continue to look in the right place. Now, that place is not looking back yonder, all right? You just got to learn to look in the right place. Look for it there. You know, you're not going to find it in the world. Not going to find it in the world. We need to realize that, all right? You're just not going to find it. You're not going to find it in any of the world's stuff, if you'll let me put it that way. You're not going to find what you need out in the world. It won't be there. You're not going to find what you need at the bottom of a bottle, and there's tons of people across this world looking for it just there. I was at the physical therapy the other day, and I learned a long time ago, you don't learn, you listen. Keep your mouth shut and listen. And I heard these folks out talking, and they were talking amongst themselves. Now, they weren't talking to me, and I was eavesdropping, so I had to be careful, all right? But they were talking, and I heard one say, the other, what you going to do this weekend? So I don't know, we're going to go out. We may just go bar hopping. You know, I can't help it. Why would you want to hop a bar? Have you ever thought about that? I just don't understand that kind of thinking, okay? But you know, the world's filled with people, they think that what they're looking for, they're going to find it in the bottom of a bottle somewhere. And that's where they're looking, and they keep emptying one after another, and they keep popping the top, and they keep looking, thinking, I'm going to find the answer to my problems here. Well, you're not going to find the answer there. There's not a bottle anywhere that's got the answer to your troubles in the bottom of that bottle. By the way, that's a booze bottle or a pill bottle or any of them other ones, okay? It's not there. It's not there. That's not the answer to your problems. By the way, you're not going to find the answer to your problems in some syringe somewhere shooting up. That's not going to be the answer for your troubles. You say, preacher, you think we're all a bunch of dope heads? No, but just in case there's one, all right? We want to get you while you're here, okay? You're just not going to find the answer to your problem there, all right? It's not going to be found there. It's not going to be found there. It's not going to be found in the bottom of a bottle. It's not going to be found in the syringe. By the way, it's not going to be found in some stinking honky-tonk. Man, I don't. We're blessed or cursed in Fort Worth with what they claim is the world's largest honky-tonk, Billy Bob's. The only people I've talked to about it that have had personal experience are the ones that have had trouble. One guy spent time in prison because he killed a guy on the parking lot there. He said, I don't even remember doing it. He said, I don't remember it. You're not going to find the answer. You're not going to find what you need looking in the wrong place, okay? Just not going to find it there. You're not going to find it in some hellhole the devil has lit up with the bright lights to make it look exciting. You know, neon lights attract attention, but they don't necessarily attract you to the right place. The world has a knack for advertising things that are wrong. And I wish it wasn't this way, but I have to preach to God's people like this because a lot of God's people get sucked into that. And I hate it, but it's true. You're not going to find it there. Listen, you're going to have to look in the right place. You want to find what you need? Look in the right place. Could I suggest to you a couple of places? Why don't you try looking in the Bible? Why don't you just try looking in the Bible a little bit? By the way, it doesn't cost near as much as looking at the bottom of bottles, all right? You can buy you a nice bottle, a nice Bible, excuse me, all right? You can buy you a nice Bible for the price of, some of the tickets, some of the shows they have at Billy Bob's. You can, real nice one, okay? Hey, you can buy a Bible for the price of a bottle, all right? Won't you try looking in the Bible? You got some needs, won't you look in the Bible? Won't you go there to the one that wrote this book is the one that designed you. He built you. Well, preacher, nobody understands me. I won't tell you there's one that understands you. Now, I'm not saying I do, but I'm telling you the one that built you understands you. And, you know, we go to the service manual for vehicles. If we got a problem, you know, I've seen them, these big manuals, you know, Toyota, and they'll have all these service manuals. You go through them, man, things that thick, you know. Now, I read that, wouldn't understand anything I was reading, okay? But I know some people can't. Well, I want to tell you something. Here's the service manual for humans. And the one that wrote it knows all about you. He knows you inside and out. He knows the inner workings. He knows it all. And if you'd tried going there, you just might find what you need. You just might find what you need. Why don't you just try looking in the Bible? Why don't you just try looking in the Bible? Hey, why don't you just try looking in church? Won't you just try looking in church? You young people that are here, okay? All you unmarried girls, stand up. All right, you're teenagers. At 12 and up, and you're unmarried, all right? Girls, there you go, all right? You're 12 years old. You didn't remember how old you were there for a minute. All right, y'all are 12, okay? Not teenagers, unmarried, all right? Now, listen, you know where you ought to look for your husband? Right here. Now, wait a minute. Don't look around at the guys that are here now, all right? Don't look at them, all right? You say, all right, now, preacher, what good's that going to do me? There ain't nobody here. I've looked them all over and forget it. All right, y'all can sit down since two of you already have. All right, you can sit down. It's amazing how young people give out of gas so quick standing in church. But anyway, listen, now, all you guys, all you unmarried guys, 12 and up, let's go. Y'all get up, okay? Y'all get up. Come on, guys, hurry up, all right? Get up. No wonder you girls are having trouble. Okay. Here you are, okay? Now, here they are. So you look at this and you say, God, help us, Brother Marlon, we ain't got a chance. And you guys, you said, we've just looked over them gals who are standing up. There ain't nothing there for me. All right, fellas, sit down. Let me say something to you. You say, okay, what do we do now? I say, you look in church. Amen. Y'all ever heard of praying? Listen, I'm just tired of having people come by and want me to marry some turkey they found in a bar somewhere. Or they found in a singles meeting deal. Man, listen, you want a husband, you want a wife, won't you just get on your knees and say, now, Lord, I'm not real good at picking things. Won't you just get on your knees and say, Lord, I want you to send the one for me. And you help me to cross our path. Could I just ask you what would be wrong with that? We live in a day, though, where what we do is we get out and we cruise. And we're, I'm just preaching to you young people for a little while, all right? Now, we cruise around looking for somebody. And we're attracted, you know, you girls, you're attracted to guys like me, muscles, you know, handsome. I understand that. But there's only one of me. I'm sorry, and I'm married. All right, so, you know, we cruise around and we look, you know, and we just go by sight. We look and we see and we think, well, there it is. There she is. Or, ooh, man, there he is. All right. But wait a minute. That may not be the one God wants for you. That may not be the one God wants for you. What's wrong with you getting on your knees and say, God, you bring them by? Amen. You help me to find the right one. You just run them across my path. You say, won't work. Could I ask you, who do you think's more interested in who you marry than God is? Amen. Don't you think your Savior's interested in who you're going to marry? If anybody doesn't want you to marry the wrong one, it's your Heavenly Father. Now, you've got an earthly father. One of those girls studs mine. That's my daughter. Hey, I'll tell you, I'm interested in who she marries. I'm working on the questionnaire right now, all right? Last time, there was 3,214 questions, all right? But we're working on it, all right? Now, listen, I'm interested in that, but I'll tell you something. Her Heavenly Father is more interested than I am. And there's a lot of you, save yourself an awful lot of heartache if you'd let God get involved in it. And you'd ask Him to do it for you. Quit looking in the wrong place, all right? Just quit looking. There's some of you here that you've got heartache tonight because you're going through some problems. You met the wrong one. Some of you looked in the wrong place. Okay? And there's heartache. I mean, there's trouble. You had problems. I'm not here to kick you. Man, God bless you. I love you, you know. But I don't want them to repeat the mistake that somebody else has made. Look in the right place. I mean, look in the right place. Try looking in the Bible. Try looking in church, okay? Just look in church. You say, well, is that the only thing we look for as a husband and wife in church? Well, of course not. You look for a lot of your needs. You ought to look for them in church. You ought to look for them in the house of God. By the way, you could just try looking up. You know, when you got time somewhere, you grab a hold of one of those Bible programs that's got a Bible concordance on a computer, and just punch in there, look up or looked up or looking up. You know who you'll find out looked up an awful lot? Jesus Christ. Well, try looking to Him. I'm just telling you, look, you want to find what you need? Look in the right place. Look in the right place. Number two, stay with me, all right? I want you to go to 2 Peter chapter 3. This is one of those verses we read a while ago. We just read one verse. We'll read a few more, all right? A few more words. Just read one word. Well, we want to read a couple more words. Matter of fact, we want to start in verse 11. 2 Peter chapter 3 in verse 11. Not only should you look in the right place, but there's something else you ought to see. The Bible in verse 11 says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Now notice, seeing, you do see that, right? Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, not only should you look in the right place, but you ought to look with the right perspective. You ought to look with the right perspective. You ought to begin to look with an eternal perspective instead of just this temporal perspective. Look with a heavenly view instead of just an earthly view. Try to get the mind of God and the eye of God on these things, all right? You see, we need to realize what's really important in this life if we're going to look for and find what we need. A lot of things we want are not good for us. They're just not good for us. But we want them. Man, I tell you, I want McDonald's French fries supersized deal so bad it's unreal. But those things just aren't good for you. But boy, I like them rascals, you know. I just really do, but they're not good for you. That's our problem. We look for a lot of things aren't good for us. They're not good for us. But that's what we look for. We need to get the realization, hey, we need to look for some eternal things. Now you say, what does that verse got to do with it? Well, you know, we need to take a look at it. I realize that a lot of things that we look for and want right here, one of these days is going to burn up. They're going to burn up. I mean, just a whole lot of it. Much of what we do, much of what we live for, much of what we do, all we can to grasp and hold on to, it's going to burn. Now, I'm not against you having some of those things that are going to burn. But my friend, I'm talking to you tonight about finding what you need, not what you want, all right? And the only way to do it is learn to look with the right perspective. We need to see some things and their importance as God sees that importance and not as man views it. Man views the almighty dollar as being everything. And hey, if it's not worth some money, who cares? Man, I long for the old days when you could collect bubblegum cards, baseball cards and football cards for the bubblegum. You know, who knows how many kids back in the 60s, early 60s, put a baseball card on their bicycle tire that would bring $1,000 at least today. Poor dumb kids never knew it. They thought it was just that you could get. So who cares? You know, I don't know about you, but I used to buy baseball cards, but I was really more interested in the bubble gum in it. And I'd buy them, and I'd look through some of them. I threw some of them in the trash. I probably threw several $100s worth, maybe $1,000 worth of ball cards in the trash in my lifetime. First of all, I looked at them. It wasn't anybody I liked as a ball player. They might have been famous, but played for the wrong team. Throw him in the trash can, man. Who needs him? But you know, that's the way the world looks at everything. You can't even collect baseball cards nowadays just for fun. You got kids, 11 and 12 years old, they're pouring through the magazine. How much is this card worth? How much that card worth? Won't just collect them for fun. But you see, everything's got that dollar sign on it in our day. We need to realize there's a lot of important things in life. We need to see them that way. We get caught up so much in what's going on right here, we don't see that long view. We don't see the eternal view. We just see it right here. Right now. We look at the missionary and we think, yeah, that's good to have missionaries, but we don't realize the money invested there going to bring a greater return. Hey, it's going to bring a greater return than anything you'd invest with whatever that guy is, E.F. Hutton. I'm not against you investing with E.F. Hutton. I'm not against you of getting into some kind of whatever them things are, funds. I'm not against that, and I'm really not. But if that's the only thing you care about, I'm going to tell you, you got a short-sighted view of life. You don't know how to look with the right perspective. You don't know how to view things in the right perspective. If we'd just begin to see some things, maybe try to get a view and a glimpse of them as God sees it. What's really important? At coaching ball, I've made an idiot out of myself coaching a ball team. Just an absolute idiot. I've apologized to the kids that I coached. I've apologized to referees. I said, man, I'm sorry I made such a dummy out of myself. It's just a stinking game. But boy, some people get involved in a game and bear a grudge for years over a dumb game. I'm glad at least God helped me to be able to look back and laugh at some of the idiotic things I've done and realize, man, it doesn't matter. I'm not against playing ball. I like to play ball. I like to coach it. I do. It's fun to get out there. It's fun to yell at them girls. You know, I like to do that. It's fun. It's fun to see them. I do. But it's just a game. It's just a game. And there's nothing wrong with having fun in life and doing things just for fun and enjoyment. But folks, wait a minute. Let's not spend our whole life doing that. Hey, let's learn to look with the right perspective. If you're going to find what you need to look in the right place. You need to look with the right perspective, but there's something else you need to be aware of. Look in Titus chapter 2, all right? We read that first word in verse 13 of Titus chapter 2. Well, let's go back and read the whole verse, all right? Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Notice what the Bible said there, all right? That starts with looking, all right? Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Could I say this? If you're going to find what you need, learn to look for the right person. Learn to look for the right person. You said, what are you talking about? Hey, look, when we're looking for what we need, we might want to just consider Jesus a little bit. Could I suggest we look for Him a little? Look for Him. You want to look for what you need? Then look at Him. The Bible says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. What's that talking about? That's talking about the second coming. That's what that's talking about. You say, how's that going to help us find what we need? Because, my friend, if there's anything that'll help you in this life right now, in the midst of the trouble, the heartache, the problems, the crime, the everything, it's the realization, hey, He's coming back for me. He's coming back for me. I'll tell you, you talk about encouraging in discouraging times, that's encouraging. That's encouraging. I don't care where you are. I don't care what the situation is. Pick a situation. You're a Sunday school teacher. You've tried and tried. You got to Sunday school this morning. One child showed up. The one that when you teach never listens anyway. Cuts up. You have to constantly jump on them. You have to stay on them and stay on them and stay on them. He's the only one showed up. It's discouraging. So what am I going to do? Well, why don't you consider looking for the right person? The Lord's coming back. The Lord's coming back. Everything you've done for Him is going to pay off. Everything you've done for Him, you're going to be rewarded. He's going to reward you. You said, man, I'm going through a trial. I'm going through troubles. I've got financial difficulties like you would not believe. I mean, every bill is due. And half of them are past due. Don't know how I'm going to make the payment. I don't know what's going to take place. Hey, could I just give you a little bit of hope? The Lord's coming back. The Lord's coming back. Coming back. Preacher, I'm getting older. Can't do what I used to could. And can't get around anymore like I used to could get around. And I just don't feel like I'm worth too much anymore. Well, could I just say something to you? The Lord's coming back. The Lord's coming back. You said, man, I've been to the doctor and the news is terrible. Could I just say something to you? The Lord's coming back. He's coming back. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing. Man, I don't know about you, but I just got shivers running up down my spine right now just thinking about it. He's coming back. Look for the right person. We always look for the wrong person. We always look on the pessimistic side. We're always looking and figure, well, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to take place. But wait a minute. Could you just look for Him? Look in Ephesians real quick. Ephesians chapter 1. Notice what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. We're going to read several verses here, and I want you to stay with it. I want you to talk about looking for the right person. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him in His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Him that filleth all in all. I want to say something to you. The reason I say to you, you ought to look for the right person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ, is because if we'd get closer to Him, we just might realize how fewer needs we really have. I said how fewer needs we really have. Things that we really just need. Some people in this life are pestered to death by their wants. And it just bugs the fire out of them. They can't have what they want. Man, I want this. I want that. I don't know about you, but I've got a good wanter. Mine works good. I could have taken the Sunday paper today. I used to do this. I quit. I could have taken the Sunday paper and gone through the ads. I would have pulled out the ad for things like Academy, Sears, if there's a Bass Pro Shop ad, or a Cabela's ad, or the Walmart ad. I could always find something in a Walmart ad. Used to, there was a Kmart ad, but they shut all them down around here, so no Kmart ads. But hey, I could go through that paper and pull out those ads and begin to go through them. Home Depot. You know what? I could always find something I wanted. And if I'd looked at them long enough, I'd decide I needed what I wanted. And if you'll think about it long enough and hard enough, before long you'll think, man, not only do I need that, but I ought to go buy it. Trot yourself down to the store and bring it back. 6-8 months from now, you can sell it in the garage sale. Hey, that's the truth. But I want to say this to you. If we'd get closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean really close to Him, to where honestly, every day, Dad used to use a sermon illustration. He used it all the time, many, many times. If you heard him preach, you've heard him use it. He'd talk about the fellow that every night before he'd go to bed, he'd go outside and look up to see if the Lord was coming. And every morning when he got up, the first thing he'd do is go outside and look out and see if the Lord was coming. That's expecting Him to come. You know, if we were looking for Him, if we would get so close to Him that we were really looking for Him to come, we might decide, you know, we don't really have that many needs. We don't really have that many needs. I think of the story in the Bible, the prodigal son. And I like that part where the Bible says the father saw him a great way off. That tells me the dad was looking for him. He was looking for him. Boy, if we'd live every day with the expectation of the return, that imminent return of our Savior and the glorious appearing, don't you know that it'd make something different for us? Hey, we'd have a different outlook on our needs. You want to find what you need? Look in the right place. Look in the right place. Secondly, look with the right perspective. Thirdly, look for the right person. Then lastly, look for some help. Look for some help. Now, the world would tell you if you have needs, the first thing you ought to do is look for some help. I'm going to tell you, I believe it's this way for a reason, because I believe if you had look in the right place, you wouldn't have as many needs as you do. I believe if you'd look with the right perspective, you'd have even fewer needs. And I believe if we'd look for the right person, we'd have a whole lot less needs. But you're going to have some needs. You're going to have some needs. So look for some help. So where am I going to look? In Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. We're not going to use the whole verse. We'll read it all, but not going to use the whole verse, because just the first three words takes care of it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Look for some help. Say, where? Look unto Jesus. Now you notice where that verse says He is. You see where that verse says He is. The Bible says He's set down the right hand of the throne of God. The Bible also says He ever liveth to make intercession. He ever liveth to make intercession. So my friend, when you look to Him and you go to Him, then you're looking to the one that can help you more than anybody else can. By the way, there's nothing wrong with looking for godly help among other people. But the first place we ought to look, it ought to be to God. Unfortunately, that is usually our last resort. All right, we've done everything else we can do. Now let's pray. No. Let's pray first. And then let's do everything else we can do. You got a need? Let's look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Listen, He's the one that promised you He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never leave you. nor forsake you. What a promise. What a promise. By the way, he's the one that said you have not because you ask not. You got needs? Look for some help. Look unto Jesus. Come to him. I believe it's Hebrews chapter 4 that says, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Look unto Jesus. Come to him. Come to him. I'll remind you, the Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He careth for you. You got needs? Look unto Jesus. Finding what you need? Look unto Jesus. Preacher, I got this problem and I ain't look unto Jesus. Go to him. Go to him. Say, I've got a need here. I don't know what to do. Look unto Jesus. I remind you, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Hey, whatever your need is, I'm telling you, I remember I said go to the Bible. Well, the Bible keeps telling you to go to Jesus. Come to him. Look to him. Ask him. Seek his face. Seek his presence. Seek his counsel. Seek his wisdom. Go to him. Look for help. The psalmist said, I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. But we go everywhere under the sun except to him. Listen, if you're living and breathing, you have some needs. Now, you've probably got more wants than you do needs, but you have some needs. Look to Jesus for help. Go to him. Go to him. Look in the right place. Look with the right perspective. Look for the right person. But above all else, look for some help to our Savior. The Bible says he's the author and finisher of our salvation. He's got it all. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the beginning and the end. The Bible says he's the Alpha and Omega. He's all of it. He's our all in all. You have needs. You can find what you need if you'll look. If you'll look. So, well, I've been looking. I haven't found it. Well, keep looking. Keep looking. Just keep looking. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep looking. But make sure you look in the right place. Would you stand, please, with every head bowed and every eye closed tonight? Will you admit tonight you've got some needs?